producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this last hour. We're going to go back to our callers who've been patiently holding. We've been talking about the Jade Helm exercise. And, of course, there's a very important article put together by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones, pushing back against the straw man arguments that are being made in the mainstream media. You need to understand what is going on with this. This is, as the Gawker writer put it, a creeping fascism. This is something that has been going on for quite a long time. And this is a very lengthy article with links, with videos that shows that this is a long pattern of escalation that is now accelerating exponentially. So you need to pass this on to people because they're pushing back and creating, saying that we're saying that this is going to be martial law enacted by the government in a couple of months, and soon everybody will see that we're just nonsense conspiracy theorists here. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that this is an increasing training towards martial law, towards using the troops in America. And, of course, they're talking about how they're going to practice in civilian clothes within the population here so they're not detected. This is something we see them training for over and over again. Their training scenarios, their asymmetric warfare centers that they have in military bases, now they are taking it out to the next level. They are planning these operations in the continental United States. This is not something that is going to help them. It would actually hurt them if they trained this kind of way and then presented themselves as Americans in a foreign country. You need to understand how this is being, who this is directed for, and how this has been escalated over the years. That's an excellent article. Look at that yourself. Pass that on to other people. Let's go to your calls right now. Doug in Minnesota. Doug?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. Thank you for holding.
A couple things. As far as, you know, everybody's saying, well, what can I do? What can I do? How many people across this entire country have printers in their house? If they go in and make up little flyers, they put them out for car washes, for everything else in this country that doesn't make, you know, make a difference. If they go out and put it in on there and just put Google this across the top and then put key points going down, everybody loves to Google. Generation lives on Google. And that's who we need to wake up as well.
So absolutely. And this article that we've got up at InfoWars right now that Paul put together with Alex Jones is very important because it already does a lot of the work for people. They don't have to Google or look that hard. It's all laid out there. They've got a lot of articles as well as videos that lay this history of what's been happening down for people. And I think it's an information war. It's very much an information war. It's a way you have to get this out to other people because they're not referring to Alex. They just refer to some obscure right-wing host in Austin. They're not directing people to our website. I think it's important for people to see what we're actually talking about. Go ahead.
I was back this morning, and I asked him, I says, how do you reach people just being a civilian? I says, and reach the police. He said, call your sheriff's department. See if you can go down there and talk to him. He said, if you can, bring a book with that he wrote. And he said, talk to him. And he said, in the first 3 minutes, you'll know if they're pro or not. He said,
that's true.
Just by their attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got Homeland Security and Barack Obama put in people from the Muslim Brotherhood in key positions in Homeland Security. Doesn't that tell people anything? I know I didn't know about that till this morning when I went
website. If you look at their scenarios, what they're training for, I mean, it's there. It's right out in the open, but people just ignore it. They just dismiss it. Most people won't even bother to look up what the definition of unconventional warfare is. But yes, it's an educational issue. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about some general news or some other stuff that's happening. Of course, it's a multi-pronged attack from many different areas. There's some important breaking health news that we're going to cover as well. But I still have some more calls I want to take on the Jade Helm exercise. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Let me go one more segment, because we had so many people that have been on hold to talk about the Jade Helm exercise. I'm going to go right back to the callers. But before I do, there's a very important article that we just didn't have time to cover earlier. As we're talking about removing our informed consent, forcing mandatory vaccinations on people, talking about this whole idea of herd immunity, there is no such thing as herd immunity. If you don't have individual immunity, if these vaccines don't work, you don't have herd immunity. Here's a good case in point. This is an article from Adan Salazar. Students contract whooping cough at a school with a 99.5% vaccination rate. 99.5%. Now, this is in Salinas, California. They have a vaccination rate of 99.5%. Nevertheless, one of the kids who had been vaccinated came down with the whooping cough. And shortly thereafter, three or more of his or her fifth grade peers also acquired the disease. See, that's the way it breaks down. And so we need to have the ability, even if this was 100% effective. And I have to say that if it's safe and effective, we don't need things like the vaccine courts. And if they're going to stand behind their product and not have legal immunity from the federal government like they do through the vaccine court, then we can start to talk about that. But until they take that away, until they take away the legal immunity of the vaccine companies, you don't even need to talk to me or my family about mandatory vaccines. Mandatory any kind of health care treatment should be anathema to us all. We should understand that that was one of the key things that came out of the Nuremberg trials. The Nuremberg Code says you never take away people's informed consent. Never. Under any circumstances, for any reason whatsoever. And we need to make sure that we don't get talked down about with this nonsense about herd immunity. We know there's efficacy issues with these vaccines, but we also know there's a lot of safety issues with them well. I am informed, and you don't have my consent. I want to go back to our callers who've been patiently waiting on this last section of Overdrive. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne?
Yeah.
Hey.
Can you hear me, David?
I got you. Go ahead.
Hey, look, I was in the military back in 86 to 91. I was a tank mechanic at Fort Hood and also drove a M88 tow tank that towed the M1. We trained for desert training at Fort Irwin in late 89. We went back in, early 89. And then late 89, we went back again and trained. And then right before we went to Desert Storm, we went a third time. And on that third trip, I asked myself, what are we going back to desert training for a third time? So they were gearing up for all that, but they didn't let us know what was going on.
Yeah, they knew where they were going to go, and they've got a long list of the different countries in the Middle East that they wanted to take down. Wesley Clark put that out. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they always gear up and train ahead of time. But what I saw yesterday, I live out here in Milam County, which is about 70 miles northeast of y'all there in Austin. And on the way into town, I saw six hardened Jeeps, Humvees, had the hard armored doors on them, coming up Highway 36. And when we went into a divided highway with four lanes, they decided to take the fast lane, and I couldn't see on their vehicles what unit they were with because the unit number is usually on the driver's side, so I couldn't get my eyeballs on that. But coming back from town, I saw another, I'm going to say about eight vehicles, and these are like cargo carriers. They like they could carry a small container, and so they're on a road march up toward probably Fort Hood, I'm guessing. But if you go down 36 to Rockdale and you shoot over to Highway 77, 77 runs right down to Bastrop.
Well, I think the main thing, Wayne, is that they want us, one of the objectives of unconventional warfare is to make sure that they get acquiescence and capitulation. If we can get used to massive military exercises targeting domestic cities, they've won. And most people don't realize that this is training that isn't going to serve them abroad. But I've walked through AP Hill. I've looked at their asymmetric warfare center where they're training for American cities. I stood with Joe Biggs on the corner of First and Main. I mean, they have an American city there that they're practicing on. It's not a foreign city. And we need to understand that the standing militaries have historically been used for tyranny at home. That's the way it has always gone throughout history. It is human nature. It is a very dangerous thing, and they're doing it right in front of our faces and hoping that we're going to just get used to it.
Well, you're right about that, and you know, I'm really wondering if this Bastrop fire had something to do with them getting set up down there. You know, if they were clearing out some areas or something, or maybe they wanted to burn that forest down so that nobody could sneak up on them and see what they're doing. You know,
well, who knows? But you know, people need to keep their eyes open. And once this thing actually starts in a couple of months, we are going to need to have a lot of citizen eyes on the ground reporting what they see. We need to put some heat and some light on the county commissioners who have okayed this, who sent a letter of invitation. I think we need to be very involved, but we also need to educate them. We need to understand that a lot of them don't really understand how they're being played. So you need to come in with the approach that they really are trying to act in earnest and they just don't know what's going on, and try to show them the information. One of the best ways you can do that is with this article that Paul and Alex Jones put up, a very detailed article showing how this is a gradual progression. Thank you so much, Wayne. I want to get some of the other callers in this last segment. Let's go to Antonio and FEMA 9. Antonio.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just had a quick question, or a few questions, actually. You know, what's your thought on the Jay Helm with the churches? You know, Alex really put together a good report, and in the report, how they talk about the churches will go along with the Romans 13, and, you know, there's a lot of them that I think will just go along with it. What are your thoughts?
Well, my understanding of Romans 13 is that when the Bible talks about the government being created by God, it's talking about it being his agent for good. And when you start looking at that passage, if you read that passage and substitute for government or for authority, if you substitute Hitler, for example, okay, if you put that in there, there's a real cognitive dissonance. You really ought to understand that. So what they're talking about is that a legitimate government, I think it's descriptive, saying that a government can be God's agent for good. But we need to understand that when God sets up an authority, when he sets up a family with parents, with a father, with a mother, if they start abusing that authority, then they no longer have legitimate authority. You understand? It's just like if a government abuses its authority and becomes a force of evil, as Hitler did in Nazi Germany, then people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who were pastors, they need to get involved in taking that person down. You need to protect the innocent. That is the overriding principle here. We're not to be blindly subservient to an immoral government. So if this government is immoral, you have an imperative duty to take it down. And as Alex has pointed out, what is the legitimate government here in America? What is the king? The king is the law. The king is the Constitution. As the founders said at the time of the American Revolution, they had a saying. They said, lex rex. In other words, the law is king. That was like kind of a Latin version of that. The Constitution is the king. Every person that has elected office takes an oath to the Constitution, just as they would take an oath to a king. And so when they violate the Constitution, when they violate their oath to office, they are an unfaithful steward and they have no legitimate authority. So think of it that way. If you can't get past the idea that your moral obligations are stronger than any political body, just understand that even on that political basis, once they violate the Constitution, and it's pretty clear that they have in pretty much every way, whether it's at the TSA or in other respects, you have to understand that when the government is doing something that is morally wrong, that is violates the Constitution, that they don't have any legitimate authority. I think that's the most important takeaway we can have from that. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Thank you, Antonio. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. I want to try to get everybody in if we can this last segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, David, good afternoon. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, I was talking about this preparation for martial law. I just wanted to say, first of all, as a Bible-believing Christian and an American, I'd rather die standing in defiance than kneeling in compliance. That's my modern version of Patrick Henry's give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to mention is that there's a guy, I think Alex has interviewed him before. His name's William Jasper. He's a journalist and correspondent for the John Birch Society. He wrote a really powerful book in the early 90s called Global Tyranny Step by Step. And I was trying to find it in all my books to pull from him, but basically from memory, what he chronicles in there, one of the sections, is way back in 1951 and 52, our government had our army troops with UN blue helmets and the UN flag invade 12 American cities. Six of them, I believe, were in Texas. One was Watertown, New York and State, and there was a couple other ones, but several were in Texas. What they did was, and this is in the 50s now, they went in, they took down the American flag at City Hall, put up the UN flag, they took over the City Hall, all the government, the police, the schools, everything, as a mock drill for what they said is coming. This is back in the 50s now, so don't think this is anything new. All they're doing now is just ramping it up.
Oh, absolutely.
They've been planning for decades.
It becomes more and more obvious, and that's why it is imperative for you to take a look at and pass this around. The article, Beyond Denial, Preparations for Martial Law. People need to see how this is a pattern that has been building, that is escalating. They're taking the mask off. That's what we need to understand. This is a PSYOP operation, and you need to see how this has been put together over a long period of time. Well, that's it. Sorry we couldn't get to our other callers. Join us again on Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
You can run on And gentlemen, I talked about an article and a video that we were going to produce yesterday. I shot the analysis video last night for the Nightly News. The article that Paul Watson put together and that I also contributed to just went live on Infowars.com. This is a maximum push to counter this propaganda. If you want to fight the militarization of police, the globalization of Washington, occupying us and preparing for total takeover of every city and county with U.S. military garrisoned in threat fusion centers. They're now moving the threat fusion centers into old military bases. It's part of the civilian inmate labor camp program, the continuity of government national stability force plan. I mean, I'm giving you the names of the public documents, not secret, Fox, public. They always play these little semantical games to discredit and laugh at people. You're the ones that are going to be crying. The article is on Infowars.com. It's got a giant compendium of links, documents, police chiefs saying Delta Force came to bribe them, emergency managers saying the same thing, major police chiefs, the people I've interviewed. It's all there. You want to know about it? You want to see the video of NBC News admitting the Pentagon's preparing for martial law and gun confiscation, but selling it like it's good? See, when they put it in a good light, they just admit it. But then when we point out it's not good, they attack us. We have congressional hearings admitting it. We have Ron Paul talking about it. Police now armed for war against returning veterans, CBS News. We've got Marine Corps highly decorated combat colonels, interviews. But we should add the interview we did with the colonel. We just got his city councils. We've got the Army admitting it in St. Louis. We have, it's got to be 30 videos there. Okay? It's all there. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Get it out on Twitter, Facebook. I need your help, everybody. Send it to every military base you know. Air Force, Army, Marines, Coast Guard. Send it to every camp, every fort, every base. Hit every public email. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. The federal government and the U.S. Army have been readying for domestic unrest for decades. But then we add the caveat, I'm adding this to the headline, and preparations are accelerating exponentially. And preparations are accelerating exponentially. The growth curve is parabolic straight up. They tried this under Clinton, and then it just exploded under Obama. Bush was more worried about global domination and taking over. And they did a lot of police state stuff that grew as well, hugely. The Bipartisan Patriot Act, the rest of it. The NSA spying. But now it's in hyperdrive, and they don't want to have a debate like, oh, there's no death panels. Oh, it doesn't increase your prices. Oh, the insurance companies didn't write it to screw you over. Don't listen to those racists. We were reading the stinking bill. They just hoped you wouldn't go look at it. It's the same garbage. They'd get on the news and go, there are no death panels. 1 week after it passed, Newsweek had the headline, The Case for Killing Granny, and said, you know what, there are death panels. And so did Bill Gates a month after, laughing at everybody. Okay? Remember Obama? I don't want your guns. I'm not going to get rid of the borders. Look at how they're doing everything by the executive now. Even Congress people are calling it the beginnings of a dictatorship. It's not the beginnings. We're here. So the detailed report from InfoWars Nightly News is coming up. And then David Knight will start quarterbacking and take over at that point as I'm flying out to California to kill many birds with one stone and give a big speech and a lot of other stuff. We'll have reports I follow, part of the show Sunday, part of the show Monday. I'll be here. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. And then they just have the cute little cheerleader, cuts to the authoritarian, you know, autocrat broadcaster, the authority figure. And he just laughs and says they're just training for foreign operations. And this host in Texas said it was secret. It wasn't. The local police know, Megan. Of course they know. They're being usurped. That's the whole point. So that's how they lie to their audience. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, we've got all the clips. They are attacking us. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle. The only publication that did a fair job and showed both sides was the Daily Mail. And that's why they're one of the biggest papers in England. As people know, they can go there and get both sides. I mean, I just continue to see the Daily Mail really do a great job. You can also find out about the latest plastic surgery of Hollywood stars. But special forces set to swarm southwest and operate undetected among civilians in massive military exercise. And then it just goes through the whole thing. And they're going to be simulating doing illegal things. Yeah. What they're doing is practicing taking over cities and towns, and right now they're getting relationships with the cities and towns so they won't have to when the martial law directive comes down. It'll be called civil emergency. So that's what's going on. We're trying to stop the globalist takeover of America, the completion of that takeover. We're already well into it. Special report, 3 minutes away, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be hosting the rest of the show. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us in the next hour. What Alex is pointing out here is something that I've seen going on for a long time. And, of course, we all know that clip from about, I think it was last summer, when the Pentagon was having a meeting talking about how they were not effective in terms of getting people to understand and to agree with them. And one girl got up and said, nobody believes us. They look at this as just mindless propaganda. Remember that clip? That's exactly what's been going on with this. First coming out with the ridiculous claims that, well, we can't really respond to this because We can't look at that site. Come on, they could look at the Drudge site. They could look at Scribd. They just didn't want to acknowledge that that existed. And as Alex pointed out, they gradually start to roll this thing out. That's why they have no credibility. We're going to talk about what unconventional warfare is. This isn't simply another training exercise. We need to understand how profoundly disturbing this is. Even some people on the left understand that now. Gawker understands that. They said, you know, you don't have to be a right-wing conspiracy site like InfoWars, because they can't really say that they agree with us. They have to use those kind of labels. Listen, the way Megyn Kelly is rolling this stuff out, remember it was just a couple of weeks ago that she was the cheerleader for the Big Brother Orwellian state when it came to mandatory vaccines, when it came to taking away your right to informed consent, when it came to forcing medication on you. Remember, Megyn Kelly just came out and said, well, you know, it's kind of like Big Brother, but sometimes you need Big Brother. You know when you need Big Brother? It's when your boss, who's in bed with Big Pharma, tells you you need Big Brother. When Big Brother Pharma pays for most of your network, that's when you need Big Brother. And when it comes to the military-industrial complex, you're not going to get any objective analysis from Fox News. They're pushing every war they can because that's where the profit is. And we're going to break down exactly the way they were spending this. Of course, there's a lot of different ways that it's been spun. The Right Wing Heritage Foundation put out an article, not directly addressing us, but talking about Jade Helm, and said, training exercises are not a violation of posse comitatus. We never said they were, but what they're training for is a violation of all the principles this government was set up with. We're going to talk about the dangers of standing armies that are meant to protect us from foreign enemies abroad, but always wind up being used for tyranny at home. That's something that has long been established. That's a pattern of behavior that our founders had recognized in previous empires, in the Roman Empire. They set up a system of checks and balances. They set up a prohibition against perpetual standing armies, against perpetual state of war abroad, because they knew exactly where this was going to eventually end up. We had Eisenhower very nervously talking about the military-industrial complex and what this could become. We know where this is headed. But I want to play this report that Alex put together because it's very important for you to understand this is something that's been developing a long time. We've been pointing out that this is going on for a long time. We haven't been saying that martial law hammer was going to drop. It is a gradual, progressive rollout. This is the next step. Now, of course, you always have to be concerned every time they do a major drill, because major drills have accompanied things like 9/11 and 7/7 bombings and the UK. So many times these false flags have also been, that's one of the ways that they cover up, that's one of the ways they compartmentalize people. They say we're running a drill that's exactly like such and such, and then they run this drill. But this is, I think, really going to be a training exercise, but we have to question why they're training like this. Let's go to that clip right now.
This is an emergency broadcast. This is a direct message to the Department of Defense, all four branches of the military, active duty, service members, veterans, their families, state governments, local governments, and the media. We are going to display 100% irrevocable proof that there is a global move, not just here, but all over the world, to militarize police and to put standing armies on the streets to suppress the population and to carry out political operations. They have recruited in the last decade clergy response teams, preachers, to spy on their flocks and to order their flocks to turn in their guns and go to FEMA camps during civil emergencies.
The primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans.
We have seen gun confiscation during emergencies in Canada and the United States, during flooding, going into high and dry areas and taking guns. Beta testing if troops would follow the orders.
This is part of a long-term societal slide. We're not becoming a police state. We're not in danger of being under globalist rule. We're already here. The president opens the borders without any law, shuts down power plants without any law. The FCC refuses to testify and seizes the internet. Obamacare has death panels. Veterans are put on no-treat death list. By every historical measurement, we're already in a tyranny. And then Operation Jade Helm gets announced. It was put on the Army website last week. We reported on it first. It became a big, huge national news story. They've had Army Times, Stars and Stripes, hundreds of newspapers come out and say, Jones said that the military would take over and have martial law for Obama this summer. That's all we said. We said Jade Helm infiltrating police departments, practicing taking over America, interfacing to condition the public, was part of a long-term strategic plan to sell the military on this new unconstitutional mission. If we're against transvestites in special forces dressed like women, it isn't because we're against the military. It's because it will wreck the military. But they pose it like you're against the troops because you don't want trannies in commando gear. Or you're against the troops because you don't want them training in your city. Yes, because military and police exposed this to me back in the 90s. I interviewed the San Antonio police chief and others, how Delta Force came to them. It made the Associated Press my interview. And said, we want to pay you $200,000 to work in covert operations to compromise him. That's what this 10-state operation, it was 8 states, is all about, is finding out who will work with them during a martial law takeover. Most of the military is not involved in this. Notice it's special operations, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force, and others that are running this because they're the ones, historically, that I've run up against doing this. They act like it's a detriment that I've been warning of this for 20 years in the Houston Chronicle. They say decades. It all came true. We're already in the police state. We're already going under a form of martial law. So let me show you some of the news we already went to in an earlier report. Then I'll go to a smattering of the other evidence right here. Much of it from the Department of Defense's own website. You have massive military gear being cached, armored vehicles, machine guns, helicopters, night vision, Humvees, with the police departments around the country. California has gotten the majority of it, along with Oklahoma and other areas to population. Texas has gotten double what California's gotten. We have 10 million less than them. Oklahoma got basically double what California got, even though the crime rates are very low, because it's about suppressing the Patriot population, just like they have on the map in Jade Helm showing Texas, Utah, and other areas as hostile. This is pre-caching to fight real Americans that won't go along with gun confiscation, you name it. Now, when you see InfoWars.com articles I'm going to show you, you can go directly to the site, click on it, and go to the Department of Defense's site. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Close quote. Army-sponsored report suggests new police force. That's WorldNet Daily. What's that out of? A stability police force for the United States, RAND Corporation. This is the martial law plan that I've been covering for 18 years. War gear flows to police departments, New York Times. Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. They are preparing, not saying they're going to invade or take over. They are preparing for the takeover. And that's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act of 96-97. They admit for insurrection by legislatures and governors. They just hope, just like Obamacare, you don't actually go read this stuff. Now, here it is out of the Army Times. Conspiracy groups question Southcom's mission in Texas. They even try to deny it's even going on. Defense Department guide calls founding fathers extremists. Fusion centers expand criteria to identify militia members, tracking the American people. U.S. military to assist in Vancouver. Again, this is years ago. Our military being used in Canada because under these deals, and Paul Watts is doing an article on this, the generals admit they're training to bring in foreign troops to suppress insurrection. I'm going to go to that in a moment. Look at this in the New York Times. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Disgruntled veterans. Read it for yourself. Gun owners. That's who they train nationwide to fight. Wellness checks is code for gun confiscation. Now a National Guard going door-to-door asking to, quote, see your guns, just like the police knock and talk, where they come and ask to come see your guns when they're legal. Troops in door-to-door wellness checks in Virginia, Ohio. And remember what we saw happen in Katrina. So that's just some of what we've covered to recap, that it's a compendium. It's the body of what's going on. It's the frog in the pot, where it's done incrementally so that people become accustomed. And they admit in the Jade Helm report that it's about interfacing with the public and local police. It's a psyop. Now, let's go directly to the massive documentation. I'm just going to show you all these exhibits. And again, the Pentagon counters saying, oh, look, it's InfoWars. These articles all link directly to the article below, which is army.mil. Yes, the re-education camp manual does apply domestically to U.S. citizens. 3 years ago in 2012, they started massive advertising for career specialists in the U.S. to run, quote, re-education camps. They even used the communist Soviet term. You cannot make this up. It's like the Nazis didn't call their death camps death camps. This would be like them actually calling them death camps, to call them re-education camps. Because that's a Soviet term for a torture, basically death camp. So in the Soviet re-education term, re-education is death camp. You cannot make this up. They actually use that term. It has the social security numbers, how to process everybody, how to break up the families. We've even filmed the drills, not just the manuals. And they counter and go, oh, it's for overseas. No, it talks about working with local law enforcement, social security numbers, and how the Constitution is suspended. Read it. Now, this is two articles out of about 150. Let's keep moving here. This is directly for the Department of Defense, okay? Let's continue here. National Guard looking for internment resettlement specialist. Okay? Mainstream news. Here is the actual document, FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations. And it all has dual use overseas, but it says specifically for the U.S. CFR proposes using Army to enforce domestic law. Go read their full report calling for the RAND Corporation plan to be implemented. That's from 2012. And you've got military drills in every city, every state, where they actually start arresting people, like up in St. Louis 2 years ago. East St. Louis. U.S. Army in a time of transition, foreign affairs moving to control the U.S., and then NATO has contingents of our Army and military inside of it. So the U.S. only gets to police itself under the U.N. treaties, State Department Memorandum 7277. So it's a 1963 plan. It's finally being implemented. This is the global government plan. That's why they're power-grabbing everything outside of law now and outside of Congress, because they're claiming they can do it through treaty, and that's how the president's doing it. We're going into global government right now. Let's continue here. KBR awarded Homeland Security contract, Wall Street Journal, $385 million to build FEMA camps. Wall Street Journal. Let's continue. Full spectrum operations in the homeland, a vision of the future. You get into these Army War College reports and others, it talks about engaging the Tea Party. And, of course, we can show you on screen Forbes and others saying how the Army would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Let's put that on screen. Ohio National Guard portrayed gun rights supporters as domestic terrorists during drill. Riot control. DHS spends $500,000 on fully automatic pepper spray launchers. That's nothing. Homeland Security, International Business Times, refutes conspiracies about 1.6 billion ammo. And then they go on to say, oh, we're not buying it for you, and it's not unusual. It's now up to 3 billion rounds. And paper targets of children and women is what Homeland Security requested. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. Go read that report. And then they try to deny that's what this is all about. SEAL veteran, military leaders being asked if they will disarm veterans. Benjamin Smith, highly decorated Navy SEAL. Boom. Talking to top generals. Let's continue. Going to listen to believe him, or are you going to believe the globalist? Okay? Going to believe the four films I've made with the footage of it, or are you going to believe these fairy tales? Homeland Security report lists liberty lovers as terrorists. This got picked up by Fox News. And it lists Tea Party as terrorists and tells the military you can't be part of it or you'll be given a court-martial. That's like saying you can't be part of the Baptist church. Oh, and they did that too. They said if you're part of any evangelical church, we'll court-martial you. Let's continue. Army Strategic Shock Report says troops may be needed to quell civil unrest.
Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shock and Defense Strategy Development. Go read it for yourself. I mean, they think you're stupid and won't go look all this up. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. We have three different videos in these articles of police chiefs and SWAT team commanders saying, we have MRAPs to fight the Tea Party and gun owners. We have it from Illinois to Washington State, from Texas to New York. These people saying, we got this to fight the Patriots. And Homeland Security has defended the Washington Post, saying their main threat is domestic Patriot groups. And Napolitano, before she left, came out and said, I defend that we say that's the number one enemy. But then they say, oh, we're not building all this up for you. We're not. It's not for you. It's not for you. When I was told all this by the police chief of San Antonio in the late 90s and interviewed him for an hour, the interview's online. And emergency managers, they came in and said, if you'll go along with gun confiscation, we'll give you $200,000. Delta Force. Clinton tried this before, and we blew his operation to hell with the info. And I didn't do it. The military did it. So this is not anti-military. This is rallying the patriots to understand what's happening. So you go ahead and demonize me, and government, you want to kill me? Go ahead. I will die a patriot that didn't sell my country out, you pieces of trash. And I don't want to hear the people leaking this info are traitors. You're the traitors that are part of this. Cowards. Armed for war. Pentagon surplus gives local police an edge. Fox. DHS wants equipment for riot situations. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. Washington Post. It's for America. And it's not, the border's wide open. It's not for security. They'll have a few missions on the news that look reasonable, giving kids food, putting out fires, but the real mission in their own documents is to take us on. And, man, they're gearing up, folks. It's like Manhattan Project squared, how big it is. And it's happening right in plain view.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of
scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On every platform you've got, and to hammer not just the Pentagon, not just the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Delta Force, Special Operations, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, but Camp Mabry, Camp Swift, every camp around you, every military base around you, hammer their email, hammer them with this, because the average person is being compartmentalized, and this is about brainwashing the military and the public to accept this. We're giving you the Death Star plans. Understand? We're giving you every bit of it. All the facts. Their own documents. All of it. All of it right here in this damn report. The New World Order isn't coming. It's here. The Redcoats ain't coming. They're here. They're here. They know a big frontal assault, you stand up to it like Paul Revere, so they do it incrementally. I'm coming over to that camera to talk to people right now. Folks, you're told you're supposed to get excited about a bunch of garbage. You're told you're supposed to get excited about a bunch of mindless crap. About football games, you're supposed to get excited about freedom and tyranny and stopping it. That's what these genes are about. That's what resistance is about. And it's happening right now. I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. It just makes me sick to see the fall of this country and to see the tyranny and the illegal NSA spying and all the rest of it. And I just think about all the veterans that have fought and died for our supposed freedoms and how we're pissing on their graves right now, and I'm tired of it. I'm signing off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm done breaking it down. I've done the best job I can. And it's up to you if you want to be slaves or not. They're going to take all of our freedoms for a reason. They're gutting us to make us poor, to politically control us. It's called Cloward and Piven. And it's real. And going along with this is the surest way to be slaves. So get this report out to everybody where the facts are there. And Paul Watson's report as well that details all of this. The anatomy of the American coup. How this country got taken over. And the facts. And hopefully the American spirit, the sleeping giant, can be awakened to outrage, to break the trance, and say no to the slow motion Red Dawn takeover. All right, that's it for this special transmission. I'm going to throw this back to David Knight and the Infowars.com studios after this short break. And the rest is up to you, my friends.
All right, we're not taking a short break. We skipped the commercial break. You need to go to Infowars.com, look at this article, share this article, Beyond Denial, Preparations for Martial Law in America. We need to understand that this is a progression that has been going on for a long time, just as Alex Jones just broke that down for you. Let me point this out. When Megyn Kelly is saying they have to prepare for the realities of war, what they're saying is they're preparing for unconventional warfare. Now, if they'd gone to these different localities and instead of telling them, we're going to be doing some military training exercises here, if instead of doing that, if they had defined what unconventional warfare is, if they'd come in and said, you know, we're going to have forces with objectives that are covert. We're going to have tactics and weapons that intensify environments of subversion or intimidation in your area. And our general goal, our long-term goal, is a coercive or subversive of the political body. That's the definition out of Wikipedia of unconventional warfare. Look it up. They're talking about how they want to achieve military victory through acquiescence, capitulation, clandestine support. That's what this is about. When they say they're going to go in and set up cells with people, they're going to test how well they're able to move about without getting too noticed in the community. That's what the Victoria County Sheriff's Office said after they were briefed by the people conducting unconventional warfare. How does that help them when they conduct operations OCONUS outside the continental United States? If they're able to hone their skills and practice moving about in American cities and looking covertly American, how does that help them abroad? to that extent, it seems to me like that would harm them when they go into an alien culture. No, you practice for where you're going to deploy. If you're going to try to blend in here civilly, then that's what you practice for. If you wanted to blend in Saudi Arabia, you wouldn't be practicing to blend in Bastrop, Texas. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. And listen, we didn't do any plugs, but we got 30% off of DNA Force. Very important to support this operation. Take a look at that. It's only through the end of February. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.